So, what is up, my friends? So, this is sort of a podcast of sorts, I guess. I just want to talk about Hereditary before I get to go see it a second time tomorrow. And I think once I see it a second time, there will be a different outlook I have on the movie than now. I've had a bit of a week now to get my thoughts about it across my mind and think about it a little bit more. I did a video talking about it, but it was more like just sort of like reading through what happens in it and telling you what my thoughts on the ending are. Now, the bigger question I have before I make my other video, which will consist of more talking about the rituals that went on, the demon explained a little bit more, which I have to watch the movie another time to actually start to look out for these things. But this video or podcast, wherever you're listening to, by the way, subscribe to Anchor or YouTube, wherever you're watching for me. I have a lot more content coming up. Is talking about did this movie live up to the hype? As you know, or if you've known, seeing on social media, I don't know about TV because I don't watch TV, but social media and everywhere else, this movie is said to be one of the scariest movies of all time. Up there with The Exorcist, Rosemary's Baby, and so on and so on. And I think it is more on the likes of Rosemary's Baby than anything, and kind of in The Witch as well. Now, The Witch is a movie that was seen like that as well as The Babadook. Both those movies in particular, I didn't find them that scary like that. And when I mean scary, I'm talking about sort of your Conjuring, Insidious, like pop-up scary when you're watching it. What I did find these movies as is horrifying and terrifying after. Because there wasn't a lot of times I jumped in Hereditary compared to other movies. But when I watched The Babadook, when I watched The Witch, when I watched Hereditary, there was images in both, all three of those movies that were left in my mind, and I was just thinking about it days after. And it's crazy because I see a lot of divisiveness in this, and I think the score has like a D plus on cinema scores, and that's totally, I saw that coming. I saw that coming because when you're advertising a movie that's gonna be scary and whatnot, scary really is a feeling that is more based on perception, because what I find scary can be scary to somebody else, and to somebody else, it's not scary at all. So as I was saying, the movie got a really low cinema score, and I knew that score is coming because it's a movie, and I haven't checked Rotten Tomatoes. Actually, I'm on my computer right now. Let's just check it out for the sake of checking this out, because I know this movie wasn't gonna resonate that much with audiences when you're hyping it so unbelievably. Okay, so I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes, and yep, 94% from the critics, 73% from the audience. I expected something like this. The movie is great. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's a masterpiece in horror, in my honest opinion. But I understand the people that were left thinking, "What the fuck is this shit?" I wanted something that was gonna like scare the crap out of me, like a jump scare and stuff like that. You're marketing this movie like it's gonna do all of that, and then when it doesn't deliver on that, of course that they're gonna be disappointed in the final product. So yeah, I don't think we should be getting mad at these people who are like upset about Hereditary, because it's like it's gonna be a 50-50 when you have a movie that's marketed the way Hereditary is, because you have this movie that's said to be like shit your pants scary type movie, and then you have a slow burn movie, and it's like it builds and it builds and it builds, and trust me, I love the payoff it gives. I love it, but I can see somebody who's just like, seriously, that was it? That's all you got to give me? And then walk out of the theater like, holy fuck, I want my $10 back. I understand those people because it's just like you have to have an open mind to everything. You can't be narrow-minded and be like, oh, these people just don't get the art of it all. I get the art of it all, but you would want to see something that's marketed in the way that it's marketed. And nowadays, it's just not gonna work that way because these movies have to get people on the seats, and they have to get them one way or another. And whether that's deceiving them and just like crossing their fingers that it's gonna do good for them and they're gonna enjoy it, that's not gonna work for everybody. And I understand those people. So the score it got is understandable because it's an audience score. Critic score is something else. And that's why I stopped looking at scores and whatnot now to decide if I watch movies, because it's really impossible to judge a movie. Is Hereditary that scary? No, it's not. It's a really well-made film, a really good horror film, but to say that it's one of the scariest films of all time, it's not. It's really not. And I think that hype that it got from being called that is what's causing these really low scores. I hope it can overcome that so it could become a good box office success, which it surely will, because I mean horror movies are low budget, and then this is a first-time director, so I'm pretty sure they didn't break the bank with this one. But I know Ari Aster has another movie coming out, and I think that name should be that's going to resonate with audience when that new movie comes out. And I think depending on how Hereditary does, and the next movie will be key elements into Ari Aster's career path, because he could just stick to making like these really slow burn movies, and maybe he wants to do that, who knows, or he could very well move on to become the next big director. And by the way, let me just segue into this. I just saw Damien Chazelle's new trailer for First Man. That man is the next Spielberg. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. That man is the next Spielberg. He has gone on to do... He did Whiplash. He did La La Land. And now he did First Man. All three movies, completely different movies. And the first two that he did, which of course we already all saw, completely different movies as well. Just to see Spielberg has dabbled in many different genres. Spielberg, and now you have someone like Damien Chazelle, who are able to dabble in all these different genres. And I think that Ari Aster is a director who could very well do that. Although all his films... because I don't want to say that Johnson's is a horror movie. It's more like a thriller drama type film. But they all center around family. And I think with family, you can do so many different genres. And I think he has something going for him. I really do. So I really hope he becomes sort of in that direction. Because I like to see him dabble into different genres. And I'm excited for what comes next. But anyways, as I said, I can see the backlash that Hereditary has gotten over it not being that scary. And some people just finding it kind of boring. It is a slow burning film. And we have to accept that. And I think once we accept that, we realize the film is really, really good. Is it iconic as The Exorcist and Rosemary's Baby? I think it is, and time will only solidify that. As of yet, I think that nobody's going to see it as that unless you really dug the film like I did as well. But as of time, I think give it some time and then we'll see it as a classic. Anyways, your thoughts, comment below. Is the score right? Is the score wrong? Is the marketing wrong? Is the marketing right? Let me know in the comments below. But anyways, I'll have more talks on Hereditary for Monday's video, where I'll be talking more in depth about the rituals, also the demon and everything else that goes on in this movie after I see it a second time. And also we'll do more of these talks where I'll put them on Anchor and all of that. So if you don't want to watch the video, just check it out on Anchor. But anyways, as always, that's going to do it for me. As I said, subscribe if you want more. Like, share, comment, good stuff. I'll see y'all next time. Stay positive.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.